You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, we'll find out about what's new at this year's EAA Air Venture Show in Oshkosh.
First, the summer has been a particularly wet one here in Wisconsin. Storms that rolled through the state last week caused over $15 million in damage to public infrastructure, and Governor Scott Walker declared a state of emergency in 20 counties. The most affected areas are in the southwest, west central, and south central parts of the state, according to the Department of Natural Resources.
Jonathan Erdman joins us now to talk about why we've seen so much flooding and if we should expect it to continue. He's a senior meteorologist at weather.com. John, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you, Judith. You know, your timing is excellent because right outside my door right now, it is absolutely pouring. So couldn't have timed this any better.
So I think the big question is why? Why are we seeing so much flooding this year?
Well, you know, Wisconsin usually sits at the boundary between the really hot, humid air that you typically see, say, in Kansas and Nebraska and Missouri this time of year, and the cooler air that our friends up in the UP of Michigan and in Canada enjoy. And usually right along that boundary is where you get a lot of summer thunderstorms. And Wisconsin, unfortunately, has just been right in the bullseye of where those clusters of thunderstorms that meteorologists give a name called mesoscale convective systems. They just, one after another, come down through the Midwest. And unfortunately, over the last couple of weeks, they've nailed the same areas over and over again.
And you talked about kind of the dynamics that make it possible in Wisconsin, but are other parts of the region also kind of getting, are they on the edges of this and also seeing flooding?
Yeah, there's been some other areas over the last month or so that have been hit pretty hard. Parts of course, northern Illinois, into Indiana, Ohio, and into parts of the Northeast as well. Even yesterday, there was some pretty serious flooding in parts of the Northeast. So, you know, these patterns set up, and we see this in the summer quite often, not just in the Midwest, but in other parts of the country. When these patterns set up, they can be very persistent, where one area will get these thunderstorm clusters seemingly night after night, while other areas just, you know, maybe 100 miles north or 100 miles south won't see any rain at all. And then in the middle of summer, they actually can turn to drought. So unfortunately, southern and western Wisconsin has been right in the bullseye this time.
So is this a matter of the timing of it, or is it also a matter of the quantity? Is this more rain than usual, or is it just how and when it's fallen?
Yeah, it's much more rain than usual. You know, summers can be wet here, but really, again, western and southern Wisconsin has picked up anywhere between 6 to 12 inches of rain this month so far. You know, of course, maximum down right near the Mississippi River in Grant County, and then, of course, down in Kenosha County where Burlington had some serious flooding. So it's just been that strip. You know, you go up into parts of northern Wisconsin, they haven't seen nearly as much rainfall up towards, say, Tomahawk and Rhinelander and Eagle River. So it's been a very sharp boundary, but the areas that have gotten hit have gotten hit repeatedly.
And what types of damage have we seen so far from this season's flooding?
Well, it's a lot of residential damage on, you know, near rivers that, frankly, have not seen that kind of flooding before. Of course, we saw the flooding in Burlington, Wisconsin, along the, I believe it's the Fox River there, that hit a record crest there. And then, you know, we've seen some pretty serious flooding down in the Driftless area of southwest Wisconsin, particularly in Grant County, and then down in toward Darlington as well, you know, Pecatonica River and those areas. And then, of course, further north up toward La Crosse, there was some pretty serious flooding in parts of the city of La Crosse last week, and then up toward Buffalo and Trempealeau counties as well. So it's been that strip, basically along and south of I-94, if you can envision that, from Milwaukee, from south of Milwaukee all the way to up toward south of Eau Claire and Black River Falls. That's been the area that's been hardest hit.
We're talking with Jonathan Erdman right now. He's a senior meteorologist at weather.com, and we're discussing the flooding that has affected Wisconsin this season. Jonathan, are there any particular types of weather patterns happening right now, like an El Nino year or something similar, that is just making it that much more intense?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We just came off last spring the strongest El Nino we had on record, actually a record-tying one. But so far this year, there has been neither an El Nino nor a La Nina officially, and that's measured by ocean temperatures in the eastern equatorial Pacific Ocean. But when you look at the atmospheric response to those ocean temperatures, it still looks kind of like La Nina still. So what that generally means is we generally can get pretty wet here in Wisconsin. And in fact, you know, looking at the year so far through the first 6 months of the year, it was the second wettest year to date. In other words, January through June on record in 133 years. Only 2013 started out wetter than this year has started out in the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, it really hasn't been much of an influence from El Nino nor La Nina so far.
So we had a wet start to the year, too. Do you think that this really wet weather pattern is going to continue into the fall and maybe the winter and affect snow accumulation?
Well, there's not really a correlation to speak of regarding, you know, if we have a wet winter followed by a wet spring, you know, a wet summer, that doesn't necessarily translate to the fall. I was looking back in the records 4 years ago when we actually had a wetter start to the year, the only year we had a wetter start. And what was weird about that particular year is that by later July into August and September, it got very, very dry very quickly. So, you know, we can't really say what the rest of the year's precipitation is going to be, and it may not necessarily correlate to the wet start. We could easily, by the time we get into fall and we get those first cold fronts of the year, all of a sudden we could just turn dry, and the pattern could just flip on us. So we'll just have to stay tuned and see what comes up.
And do you think that this kind of flooding and extreme weather is a new norm for Wisconsin or for all of us?
Well, that's a good question. You know, the government released its climate assessment several years ago, and one of the big findings is, and you know, the climate science community is pretty vehement about this in the research, is that you know, we can't pin down any particular cluster of thunderstorms on any particular day and say, yep, that's climate change. You know, climate change doesn't cause individual weather events, but what it does do is it contributes to, in some cases, the severity of an event. And what the climate science community has found is that we are seeing an increasing number of heavy precipitation events. In the upper Midwest, since the 1950s, we're seeing about a 37% increase in these heavy rain days. And so what that means is we can expect, as the climate warms, and as, you know, warmer air, you generally have more water vapor in the air when the air warms. So the more water vapor you get in the air, the more the potential is for these heavy rain events to occur. So in other words, a day where you might just get a half inch of rain, maybe the changing climate is loading the dice a bit more, so you might see out of that similar event, you might see maybe an inch of rain, or, you know, 2 inches of rain becomes 3 inches of rain. So, you know, the changing climate is starting to load the dice toward an increased chance of these heavy precipitation events. And unfortunately, that means more flash floods like we've seen.
And Jonathan, as we wrap up, you know, there are rain events and there's flooding, and then it's not an immediate recovery from that. It takes time for water to recede and for the ground to be not as saturated. For the areas that have been so heavily affected in those 20 counties, especially that are under state of emergency for flooding, what kind of forecast can we expect in the coming days? Are they going to get a break?
Well, this is my favorite question so far because I actually have some good news. You know, we have this band of rain that's moving through right now, mainly in southern and southeast Wisconsin. That's moving out pretty quickly. And behind that, we're finally going to get some less warm, less humid air, and a much drier pattern looks like it's going to be setting up for at least the next 5 to 7 days. Really, the next good shot of rain for much of the state doesn't look to shape up until next Thursday. And so, you know, we might see a stray storm in northern Wisconsin this weekend here or there. So if you're heading up north camping or fishing or anything, you know, be on the lookout for that. But I think the heavy rain threat is finally going to leave us alone for a while, at least until the middle or latter part of next week.
Well, John, thanks for joining us, and thanks for that bit of good news there.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
That was Jonathan Erdman, senior meteorologist at weather.com, who is in fact based right here in Wisconsin. He joined us to talk about why there's been so much flooding in the state so far this summer.